AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Nashville police are revealing more details about the suspect in yesterday's school shooting that killed three students and three adults.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder.
Police Chief John Drake and sound from WSMV.
Her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
28-year-old Audrey Hale had bought seven firearms in recent years. President Biden says he's done what he can to curb gun violence. Now it's up to Congress to help.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving Fort North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Federal Reserve Bank supervisors warned Silicon Valley Bank as early as the fall of 2021 of risks its unusual business model posed. Michael Barr, the nation's top banking regulator, told the Senate Banking Committee SVB managers failed to fix the problems. Barr says the Fed is considering whether stronger bank rules are needed. French authorities have raided the Paris offices of five banks on suspicion of tax fraud. And a new indictment charges FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried with paying $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials. Despite the banking woes, consumer confidence has inched up this month, and Wall Street appears to be regaining some stability. But stocks closed mostly lower today. The Dow lost 0.1%. This is AP News. Americans around the country are welcoming refugees to the U.S. with blankets.
The hand-crocheted blankets come with a note.
Welcome to Brookline. Our family came from Eastern Europe to avoid prejudice and to live freely.
Patty Margolis and her granddaughter made a blanket in Brookline, Massachusetts. It was Jana Zweeman's idea to make welcome blankets,
which are 40 inches by 40 inches, easy to care for, and they hurt to give away because the makers love them so much.
Ann Faber has an image of the person who will use her blanket.
Somebody basically covering themselves and feeling warm, and that they're getting somebody holding them and giving them a hug.
Thousands of blankets and notes have been created. The project is geared toward refugees, people forced to leave their homes or country to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.